Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsor for our program, and that's GrowMark, locally owned and globally strong. And you can find them at growmark.com. In fact, if you go to agwired.com and do a keyword search for GrowMark, or look at our categories, there is one for GrowMark, you'll see a whole series of stories that we're doing about getting to know GrowMark this year. Hope you'll check it out. In this week's program, I'm going to have a conversation with Billy Fry. He works for Alltech. I was at their annual symposium this past week. It's one of the best shows that I go to during the year, and if you look at the coverage on agwired.com, you might get a sense of that. They put on a great stage show this year. Over 2,200 people attended. That's a huge increase in attendance from the year before. And we're going to talk a little bit about media. Billy actually was one of the speakers there at the symposium.
Well, Billy, it's great to talk to you here at the Alltech International Symposium. And this conference has just continued to grow, for one thing. I mean, we've got like over 2,200 people here. One of the things that I think we want to touch on is your session, of course, but that's part of a new educational track. You know, we've had these seminars that follow certain species, but now this one's called The New Network. Why don't you tell me a little bit about that and why you added that?
Sure, Chuck. Well, in the years past, as you mentioned, we have had species session, which is very good for the nutritionist and certain farmers, large-scale farmers, feed mill managers, and people of that nature. And so they found that very beneficial. But when we say, hey, now we need to look at a more holistic approach to business in the sense of we can't just talk about how well we're feeding our animals. We're feeding our animals very well, and our animals are doing very well. But we also need to look about how we're marketing our animals and marketing our products, whether that's in America or abroad. And so this new Ag Network session allows us to do just that. It's no longer good enough just to feed our animals in a safe and nutritious and healthy way and provide food for people and making the most of our natural resources and giving that in terms of animal protein. We must better market that, because you're going to have detractors out there always saying, well, no, you think it's good, but it's bad because of X, Y, and Z, whether it's the high fructose corn syrup or animal rights or whatever. We need to start telling that story. And so that's what this new Ag Network is designed to do. Yesterday's session was focused on communicating and how you can use the new tools of communication to revolutionize what we're doing in the industry. And you can do it from a personal perspective, you can do it from your company perspective, or you can do it from an industry perspective. And so we want to give people those tools so they can, one, go out there and first and foremost, listen to what's going on and listen to what people are saying, because they'll tell you what they want. And then two, then we start engaging those people. And I don't mean talking to those people. I mean engaging them in a real and authentic way so they can understand what we do, and therefore they will be more accepting of what we do.
Well, last year, if I remember right, I think it was last year, we were all about branding. It was one of the recent symposiums, and certainly Alltech has done a great job of that. These kinds of tools and mechanisms, new communications technology, really allow farms, people who have maybe even their consultants have their own business, to do some branding in a fairly economical way, too.
Absolutely. It's we've done a great job of branding, and we can always do better. And I kind of look at these social media tools as the evolution of branding. No longer do we have to, one, pay somebody to brand our products for us. So you hire the great Madison Avenue marketing firm to brand your products. You can do that yourself, and there's a lot of people that are doing that themselves very successfully. Carl Chaney with Chaney's Dairy Barn gave a great talk yesterday about how he's using Facebook to engage his customers in his local community. And Carl's not going to be the next Ben and Jerry's, or he might be the next Ben and Jerry's, but he's starting with what he knows, and that's the people in his community, and he's engaging them in a very real way, whether it's what's a new flavor of ice cream, what movie should we watch on the farm for our big movie night, or whatever that choice may be. He's asking the consumer, his customers, what they want, and they are telling him what they want, and therefore they become more loyal customers. And the best part about all of this, it costs nothing but time. And he can invest his time, and his investment in time will pay off in real dollars as he becomes more profitable.
Yeah, I think he's a great example. I was glad to meet him actually at last year's symposium and see him on the program this year. Well, you were on the program too with a session on marketing, basically talking about, you know, getting what you pay for and only paying for what you got. I thought it was an interesting title for this. What was the message you hoped to get out in your session?
Well, the number one message, I think, is in all social tools, and when you touch into the advertising, is one, we have to listen to the customer. We're all in the customer service business, and that's my personal life philosophy, in the sense of I'm in the customer service business, whether it's with my actual customers, with my friends, with my wife, with whatever. I have to please that customer. And so what I need to do is engage them where they are, when they are, and how they want to be engaged. And so that's what this evolution of branding and marketing has become. So no longer do I have to pay for advertising in a newspaper or on television or radio, and just accept their numbers as, hey, I'm hitting 100,000 people, 18 to 45 males. Well, now I can say, hey, I want to target people, 18 to 45 year old males in Lexington, Kentucky, that have an interest in horses or whatever that is. And so I can really target that down. And so now only those people see my advertisements if I want to do online advertising. And oh, by the way, I don't even have to pay for that unless they actually click on the advertising. So it's really streamlining and focusing that down, and more people are doing that. And, you know, that can be done in online, of course, but that can also be done in print. It's going to reshape that industry, radio, television. There's all different ways of people that are becoming more engaged and more informed, as we become more informed as marketers, because people are telling us what they want. There's a hilarious video that I played yesterday, and it was these Australians talking about the offline social network, and all these people ask these absurd questions of, will you take pictures of you having a beer and post it for 600 million people to see? And these people look at that, who would answer those questions? But people are answering that every day, and they're telling us what they want. So it's time for us to deliver what they want. And as the benefit for us is, we can now do that in a targeted way and really know the returns on that investment.
Well, looking at Ag Media, and we have quite a few representatives attending here at this conference, from your perspective, how would you describe how what I would call some of the more traditional media companies who have been in print or radio or television, how do you see them adapting to offering you what you want and need? If you really want to be more precise in how you're targeting your advertising dollars, are they getting this? Are they offering those opportunities now? How would you see how they're dealing with this evolution?
I think most of them are doing a very good job about it. Obviously, you're changing their business model dramatically, which is a disruptive technology, and so that's going to take a little while for them to fully grasp it. But most of them are engaged and understand and are getting the data to back it up. No longer these other audits, the traditional methods, just good enough, because they know we want more because I can get more and I can demand more. Again, I'm the customer in this situation. But they're doing a great job of providing that. And as they change their vehicles of communication, maybe they're not just relying on print. Maybe they have a print and online component. And a lot of publications are doing that and doing it very well. And they, most importantly, they're listening to their marketplace, which would be a person like myself and Alltech, to say, hey, I need this. And they're providing that. So I think the industry, while it takes a little while, just as anything would, I don't think it's taking any longer than normal. I think, in fact, it's moving very, very rapidly. And I'm very proud of our ag publications and ag media for really embracing that. And, of course, you've led the way here in AgWired by doing that for many, many years. And so you've been on the cutting edge, but most people are catching up and really fully realizing the power of what we have here.
Well, thank you for that comment, by the way. But when you look at the opportunities that this new technology offers, besides some of those traditional ag media companies, have you seen new opportunities for you with people? I mean, maybe it is a company like ours, but others, because you're dealing on a global basis here, and we got a lot of international ag journalists here, and I know you've been very supportive of IFAJ and organizations like that. Do you see more people entering into it and using some of these, or is it just, you know, the same old people just adapting?
I see both. I see a lot of it is the younger generation are getting more engaged and more involved in, and that is more second nature to them. I'm 34 years old, soon to be 35 years old, and to me it takes, I'm kind of on that verge of between old media and new media. I remember growing up as a kid, I would always read the sports section in the newspaper at home while eating my cereal. Now, I never pick up a newspaper because I read all my news online. Still reading the same news, just in a different format. So I see the younger generation really picking that up, the kids under 30. The older guys, more traditional folks, are really starting to embrace that because I think they're seeing the power of it as well. Whether you're talking about publications here or abroad, they're really picking that up and realizing that they need to pick it up, and I think they enjoy picking that up. And then as a company, what we have to do is look at what can we provide to our customers that is of value, because people don't want to be sold anything these days. They want to make that decision. And in my talk, I talked about fundamentally, social media is the evolution of the oldest and most successful form of marketing and sales that there's ever been in the world and ever will be in the world. And of course, I'm talking about word of mouth. When someone recommends something to you, that's much more powerful than reading an advertisement about them, because we know who's paying for that advertisement. So what we've tried to do and what we just launched yesterday is our new pig app. And so it's an app that's really, I call it the pig app because that's the species it's focused on first, but it is an all-encompassing app that can be found in the App Store or in the Android marketplace, where it provides weather to people. It provides commodities through a DTN feed. And it provides issues that they may face in the pig barn. And we'll expand that to the dairy barn, poultry barn, and many, many other, you know, the feedlot, many other species. But of those weather, commodity prices, and pig issues, nothing has to do with Alltech, except that Alltech is the vehicle to provide the information. Because we want people to understand that we are a conduit of information and we are a generator of information, and we want to provide that information, and we're going to provide it in a way that you want to receive it and in a manner that at the price you can afford, which is free.
Well, I think that's kind of a hallmark of some of the most successful apps, is that they aren't necessarily trying to sell you something, but providing you with something, maybe it's information that you can't get anywhere else. And some of them are just the most simple, that, you know, like one of my favorites is the flashlight app on the iPhone. It's amazing how many times I use that thing. I don't have to carry a flashlight around almost now. So I think that's just a great strategy, and look forward to it being developed. You mentioned Android, so it is in the Android market, right, as well as iTunes?
Yes, yeah, you can find it in iTunes and in the Android marketplace. We're going to be developing that now for BlackBerry. The technology has actually evolved in the past 3 months since we've developed it for the iPhone and for the Android, that we can now do it in a much cheaper fashion. That's how fast technology is evolving and changing. And so by delaying it a bit, and we realize that a lot of agriculture is on a BlackBerry, is on BlackBerries, that we are going to provide that. We wanted to start in the marketplace just in Android and iPhone because of cost, to be quite frankly. We want to develop it cheaper, and this now we can give it to everybody. And it's really funny, as you mentioned, the successful apps. Most people, what my research and what I've determined is that just exactly what you said, nobody wants to be sold to anything, and they want a source of information, because why? They want their life to be easier, whether it's you with your flashlight, that you don't have to carry a flashlight because now it's in the phone, or if it's me with this Alltech app when I want to know commodity prices. Fundamentally, that's making my life easier, and it's also making your life cheaper, because now we're going to provide that commodity feed from DTN, for example, and we're paying for that. so the farmer or the herd manager or whomever doesn't have to pay for their that information as well. So we can pick up the cost. DTN still makes their money, but we can pass along that information. And it's a great resource that we want people to go in there and say, okay, if I go to the Alltech app, I can get some information and I'm not going to be sold something from the company.
Well, all very good points, and again, it's fascinating to me to see a private company holding a conference with sessions like yours, for example, that actually you wouldn't necessarily find at an agricultural symposium or conference, but in this global marketplace, we're seeing a greater need, I think, plus social media is driving a whole lot of change, and Alltech is trying to be a game changer here, right?
And that's the theme this week, is certainly to be a game changer. And I was talking to some folks yesterday about, well, what did Dr. Lyons say in his talk, and is he saying we should do this and shouldn't do that? And fundamentally, what we want to do is be a game changer. We want to challenge the conventional thought, because only by challenging the conventional thought will we move our industry forward. We're not taking a stance to say this is the only way to do it, and this is, you have to do it this way. It's push your imagination, push those boundaries a bit. And when you start pushing those boundaries and using your imagination, you'll never know what can come of it. It's that challenging and that questioning that people enjoy, and that's how great innovation is spurned and continues to move us forward.
Yeah, I think that he put forth a few challenging ideas in that session yesterday that some of us are still trying to wrap our mind around, but that's Dr. Lyons. And one of the things he said that I thought was really interesting, kind of relates to this, is talking about failure and success, how many times he's not had something be successful. If you don't, when are you going to? Because he's just, how many people do you know go out and start something, it's just successful instantly? I dare say, I don't even know if I know of anybody. But he's not afraid to try, and I think that's what he was trying to encourage people to do.
Absolutely. I think it was Thomas Edison. It took him thousands of times to invent the light bulb, and he said, you know, I learned something from each of those times, and I could not have invented the light bulb if I hadn't failed the previous 990 times or whatever it was. And that's really what we all have to learn in agriculture. We are going to fail. Failure is just a part of learning, and that's fine. And we're going to disagree, and that's fine too. And we're going to sometimes we're going to agree, and sometimes we're going to have common friends, and sometimes we're going to have common enemies. But it's that challenging of the conventional wisdom that will, like I said, move us forward as an industry, help us still provide the best food, safest food in the world to feed our people. There's over a billion people out there that go to bed hungry every night. That's a huge, huge marketplace for agriculture to fill, and that's a huge void that has to be filled and will be filled. And it's a growing void, because there's more and more people coming onto this planet. In fact, we're going to increase our population by some 30% to 40% over the next 40 years. So that's more and more customers coming into our market. And if we're feeding our customers literally with food and also with information, then that can do nothing but good for the industry.
I fully agree. Thank you very much, Billy. Enjoyed talking with you once again here at the Alltech Symposium. Well, I'm glad I had an opportunity to attend the Alltech Symposium once again this year. I think that makes 5 times in a row now, and hopefully we'll make it 6 again next year. It's a great show, and I just love working with this family, this team. It is almost like a family atmosphere that Dr. Pierce Lyons has put together. So look forward to doing that again. Well, that is the Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.